Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Hello, welcome to the All or Something Living podcast, episode 45. Today we're going to chat about creativity and how you can become happier by tapping into your creativity, aka your inner child that you forgot about when you became an adult, because, you know, we're all adulting over here and we're raising children. Well, some of us are, but many of us are forgetting that when we were children, we were our most creative and usually our most happy. I don't know. I think I was my most happy when I was a young child before I knew about all this stuff, that this judgment and stuff that started to hold me back from being myself. But anyway, are you just going through the motions of everyday life, just doing what you need to do and getting through it? Or do you feel like you're actually good at expressing yourself? I know most of us feel like because we have so much going on that we are just going through the motions. Like we're just getting through the day. We're just trying to get through the day. So what we're doing is we're forgetting to play. We're forgetting to leave space for our creative expression, which is really what we're here for. We're all given gifts. We're meant to enjoy this life, but we are bogged down by our to-do list and it's preventing us from enjoying our lives, which is making us unhappy and depressed and a lot of different things. So when you're not playing and when you're not feeling expressive, you can start to feel really uptight and life can feel really mundane and boring. So once you start to be intentional, I feel like every time I try to say that word on here, I say intentional. I feel like we should change the word to intentional. Intentional. Once you start to be intentional, did I freaking just do it again? Once you start to be intentional of your creative expression, it really just, it changes the way that you show up. You're a lot more fun to be around. It feels a lot more fun to be around yourself. And it can actually really improve your health. It can obviously improve your happiness, as we said. It can decrease symptoms of depression. It can help with a lot of things. So with my fiance recently leaving for deployment, or when you're listening to, by the time you're listening to this, it was actually a while ago that he left. But as I'm recording this, he left just 2 days ago. And obviously, I was sad. Obviously, I was really bummed out. I had these feelings that I needed to deal with, and I dealt with them. I let them out through creativity. And I think that's like a lot. That's what I think we're holding in a lot of these feelings that we're having. We don't know how to let them out. And in a healthy way to let them out is through creativity. It just made me think of the book from Elizabeth Gilbert, Big Magic. If you haven't read that, that's a really good one, but she talks about that in there. But anyway, when he left, even before he left, I started journaling to help me cope with it. And then the day he left, I had a friend over and I pulled out my guitar. We just sang for hours and then we turned on some music and we sang and we danced around. And I've been doing that since he left so that I can move that stagnant energy that I have in my body and like move it around and actually start to, I'm looking outside at my pond right now, just a side note, and one of my turtles is doing something crazy. So that's why I just drifted off. But anyway, yeah. So I felt like I had a lot of stagnant energy in there that needed to move around. And being creative for me is so healing. Music for me is so healing. And I feel like that's how it's been. And the other thing is too, when you're putting that energy into your creativity, that's when it comes out the most beautiful too. I feel like I sing my best when I'm feeling sad or I'm feeling melancholy. So I'm wondering if you're a singer and you can relate to that. But if not, like whatever it is that you are talented at or you're good at, does that get better when you're like feeling things, when you're putting your feelings and your emotions into it? So me being the person that I am, highly organized, sometimes uptight, perfectionism, tired of talking about that, but I have a tendency towards structure. I need routines. I need to-do lists. I like that. That's how my brain works. But what happens often is that I am so focused on the to-dos that I forget to allow space for flow and creativity. And that has really, so far this year, it's kind of affected me, not only surprisingly, like it affects my quality of work, especially the work in my business, because I am not like, I'm not open to seeing things or expression. I don't really know how to put words to it, but also I noticed it was impacting the relationship that I had with myself and with others. So I got to a point a few months ago where I just like was like not feeling good in my body. I was not feeling happy with who I was. I even like looked in the mirror and like thought that I was ugly. And it's so interesting because once I started to explore what it was that was really going on for me, I uncovered that a lot of it was that I wasn't expressing myself, that I was so focused on control and trying to get everything perfect that I was missing the life that was going on around me. And that's like, that's why you see children are so expressive and they're so carefree and they're having so much fun, because they're not worried about their deadlines and those things. And obviously as adults, we have to find that balance, but so often we go the entirely other way and we forget to have fun. We forget to let that part of ourselves out. So there are so many ways to do this. Like, you don't have to be a musical person. You don't have to be a painter. You don't have to be a writer. But there are so, I feel like everybody has at least one way that they like to express themselves. And if that's something that you've never discovered about yourself, that could be something even fun to explore. And what's really important is that you're giving yourself free time. And key here, because this is what I struggle with, is not feeling guilty about that free time. You have to have free time and free space in your journal, in your daily, or even in your weekly routine, where you just have time to just ask yourself, what sounds good right now? What would I like to do right now? So for me this year, I got into Payo, which is like a Pilates yoga class combined. And I really like that because I was in dance when I was younger. I dropped out because I wasn't actually really good at it. I was clumsy and I was like chubby and whatever. And so going to Payo, there's like a little dancey element to it. So it reconnects me to that side of myself. And that feels really good for me. Even just dancing around the house, turning on music and just flailing around. Like some days I actually try to dance cute, and most of the time I just flail around because nobody's around. Nobody's going to see it, right? So I do that. I love to sing in the shower while I'm playing guitar around the house. Since I've had an empty house, now that the boys are gone, Jason's on his deployment and Jalen's visiting his mom for the summer. Since they've left, I've literally had music on like 24/7. We have like two Google Homes, one upstairs and one downstairs. I play some music really loud and put it on surround sound, and it's in the background all day long. And I feel like it's made me feel really good. I keep wanting to say like artistically creative, and I'm repeating the same words. I need a thesaurus here. Help me out. So, but anyway, having music in the background, I feel like that almost, sometimes I feel like music is universal. Everybody relates to it differently, but it can heal so many people. Guitar, playing my guitar. I need to start learning new songs on that. Writing, journaling, podcasting. Even doing these podcasts is like a creative expression for me because, you know, I put my own little spin to it and talk about what feels good to me. And I'm letting this inner this inner what's like what's in my mind, I'm letting it out. And that also feels really good instead of keeping everything bottled up within us. So in the show notes, I'll leave a link to the book, The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. She helps you in that book start to tap into your own creative expression. And the way that you do this, there are different exercises. I've actually only made it, I've had this book for like, 2 years now, and I've only made it through the first chapter. But something that I do in the mornings now is called the morning pages. And I start out my morning, first thing when I wake up, before I do anything else, I write 3 pages, handwritten, just whatever's on my mind, just let it all out. Now, there are seasons that I go through where I can't do the entire 3 pages because for me, it takes about 30 minutes. That's a good chunk out of your morning. She suggests waking up earlier, but when I already wake up really early for the gym, that's a little bit unrealistic for me. So there have been times where I'll even just, if I miss my morning pages in the morning, I'll do it in the afternoon. There have been times where I've compromised and I've just journaled for 2 minutes, for 5 minutes. Whatever you have time for, it's just always good to let out your thoughts. I like to do it pen to paper. I heard there's benefits to doing it that way, something about your like neural connection, something like that, you know, one of those scientific terms that explains why it works the way that it does. So that's something that really makes an impact when I actually am doing it consistently. And then she has this thing, which I can't wait to try, called an artist date. And it's pretty much what I've talked about in this episode of it's giving yourself like free time to do whatever it is that you want to do. Now, taking it a step further, for me, it would be like, I mean, I live in Las Vegas. There are so many things for me to do, so many things for me to see. There's an art district in the downtown area. And so there's a lot of like people, there's a lot of creativity going on. And I can go down there and just hang out kind of by myself and people watch or gain inspiration from what I'm seeing. But that can be just something that I do once a week or even once every 2 weeks. Whatever you have time for, you can give yourself that time alone is key. She said you have to be doing it alone and just really take in your environment and the sounds and the smells and the sights, whatever it is, and take inspiration from that. So that's all that I have for this episode. My challenge for you is to think about just one thing that you like to do that you feel is creative, a creative way that you express yourself. Maybe you draw, you paint. I don't know why I can't think of anything else. All the things that I said before. What else is there? Slam poetry, or maybe you were a rapper. My friend that was over the other day, Abby, she actually does rap, which I thought was really awesome. So if there's a way that like you think is silly that you're creative, or you did not like, you don't think you're good enough, like who the heck cares whether you're good at it or not? Don't worry about that. Or do you want to write jokes? Like even if there's something that you're curious about starting to explore, just do it. Everyone has a starting point, and you'll never actually get good at something if you expect to just be good at it all the time. And then that means that you never actually begin and you never work on getting better at it. So that is all I have for you today. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a review. Let me know your thoughts. Please give me constructive feedback if you have something that you'd like to see improved. Is it the sound quality? Do you have a topic request? Anything. I love to hear from you. But I'll talk to you again next week. I don't know what the episode's going to be about just yet, but just know that there will be one. But until then, just remember that you are enough and you are doing enough.